This week on the Time Bat Show.
Do female bulls not have horns?
I guess not. I think female bulls are cows.
Touche. See what you did there.
Yes.
Touche. I feel really dumb right now. No, can we just edit that whole minute out where I thought?
There are different kinds of cows.
Can we just edit that whole minute out where I forgot that a bull was a male cow? They're not like black and white cows. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 27. I almost forgot.
We've got too many of these.
Episode number 27. It's Thursday. It's always Thursday. I'm Timasis.
And I'm Batsnacks.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good today.
Having a good week this week?
Yeah. It's been a busy week, but it's been a good week.
Has it?
Yeah.
It's warming up a little. We're talking about the weather now. That's exciting.
Hey, I like the weather. I read the NOAA weather reports every day.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
The NOAA?
Yeah, right. NOAA.
What does that sound? National... Osteoporosis.
It's where you go to get the weather.
National...
Oceanic and something.
Oceanic and American Adventures.
Aviation Oceanic... Something. This is terrible. We should know this.
National Oceanic and American Adventures. No. Because they're a service for adventurers. They need to know the weather a lot when they go on their adventures. Yeah, the weather has been good. It's been good. Yeah. That's episode 27. No. everything's going pretty well with me. I had a day off today, and I have a day off tomorrow because I'm changing jobs right now. So that's
good. Where's your new job at? Just out of curiosity.
I don't know if I should say it on the air.
Oh, you shouldn't?
Maybe I should. I don't know.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I guess. I'm going to BioWare, Austin. So that's my new job. So that's
congratulations.
Exciting. Thank you. Yeah, next Monday I start. So in like 3 or 4 days, but I have a little break before then, so that's nice. I usually like to do that.
You're going to be working on Mass Effect.
No, I'm not going to be working on Mass Effect. I can't say that, but...
Yeah.
I'll be working on something. Promise you that. Speaking of video game-related stuff, you have like a juicy rumor that you were sharing with me before the show started.
Yeah, I have a juicy rumor, and... This is probably like breaking on this podcast. I don't know anyone that has put this information together yet.
Wow. This is like, you're going to hear this stuff here first, folks.
Yeah. This is probably going to be the first place you hear this.
Yeah. Eat it, podcast listeners.
One of my and your favorite games of all time is StarCraft Brood War.
Absolutely.
It's a game that was made in, I think, 1998.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's 97 or 8. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But anyway, it
doesn't matter. But the point is it's really old.
It's really good, though.
It's a really, really good strategy game. And I think that I have information about an HD remake of StarCraft Brood War. And I have a bunch of theories about what they're doing with it.
So they're going to like redo it all in HD, re-release it, and, you know, for PC or whatever. And that'll be the new like standard for esports, StarCraft Brood War HD.
Hopefully. A while back, Microsoft released an HD update of Age of Empires 2.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, Steam. I think it was like this year or something. I think it was last year. But yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be more than that, though. So, first, I'll talk about why I think this is happening, and then I'll put all the pieces together first. Okay, so about a week ago, in a Korean newspaper called... I think Seoul Sports. It was like a sports newspaper.
I feel like we're in a detective kind of thing right now.
There was an article claiming that Blizzard was going to announce a remastered version of the original StarCraft and that they would announce this announcement in a couple weeks and that the release date for this would be in May or June.
Like summer.
Yeah, and this year. Kind of like it At the time, I thought, yeah, okay, yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, it's one source. You never know.
Yeah, it was one Korean newspaper source. There's no way this is right. They're just trying to make their newspaper popular or something. Mm-hmm. Because Brood War is starting to become popular in Korea again.
Yeah.
But then about a couple days ago, it was this week, there's a StarCraft II tournament called the GSL, the GOM Star League.
Yeah.
And the finals of this tournament, it's the biggest StarCraft II tournament. Yeah, it's in South Korea. It's the biggest StarCraft II tournament. The finals of this tournament are this weekend. I think they're in... I know it in Eastern time. It's about 1 a.m. Eastern time. I think 2 p.m. their time. Mm-hmm. And they announced that they were having a StarCraft 19th anniversary celebration at these tournament finals.
Interesting.
And that as part of the anniversary celebration, they were having CEO Mike Morhaime out to Korea.
CEO of Blizzard?
CEO of Blizzard.
Wow.
He was going to come out. There's going to be a show match between four of the best Brood War players of all time. Mm-hmm. He's going to give like a special presentation and thank you keynote or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to announce
StarCraft HD
Remastered.
Wow. Yeah, that's weird. Like, to have the CEO fly out there for the 19th anniversary, that's telling.
Yeah, and looking back, the last time he visited Korea was to announce StarCraft II.
Really?
He hasn't been there since.
And why for the 19th anniversary? That's so random. Like,
why not go for the 20th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't really make sense for him to just randomly be like, yeah, I'm going to celebrate the 19th, unless...
And, you know, the 20th anniversary of Diablo was recently, and they didn't do anything for that.
Yeah.
I mean, they might have, but I didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah.
But
that's interesting.
And another thing, there's more evidence.
Ooh, more.
On Battle.net, there's a legacy store where you can buy Blizzard's old games. Mm-hmm. You can no longer purchase StarCraft or StarCraft Brood War.
Really?
They're marked as sold out right now.
Really?
And it's not like...
Can't you get them online?
Yeah, it's not like they ran out at the store or something. These are digital copies.
Yeah,
like,
so they can't be sold out. It's impossible. It's physically impossible for them to
be
sold
unless
out.
Their key generator broke, which I doubt it.
No.
That's... Yeah, they're marked as sold out. You can't buy them.
The only way I could see it sold out is, like you said, if like they ran out of keys, like literally they used every combination of alphanumeric characters to do StarCraft Brood War keys. But yeah, I don't think
that would never happen.
I don't think that's feasible.
Yeah. So I think we're going to see a remastered StarCraft.
So you think they took it off the store in preparation for announcing it, so no one like buys it before and is like, I should have waited.
Yeah, I mean, like, how pissed would you be if you bought Brood War like 2 days before?
Right, the they're like, Brood War HD, and you're like, damn it. Yeah. Oh, that's really interesting.
So here's why I think this makes sense. You know, I think a bunch of years back now, there's a game called Dota, and it got remade by Valve.
Yeah.
And it did extremely well. It's still doing extremely well.
Yeah, it's still very popular.
I think Blizzard wants to follow this trend of competitive games kind of just remaking every few years.
Oh,
because it's so difficult to get a game that's good competitively. Like, once you get a winning formula, it's better to just keep adding to it.
Yeah.
And they can sell, like, hats like Valve does. Mm-hmm. Like, that would be really cool. They could make a lot of money that way.
So you're saying, like, they had, like, the best competitive game back in 1998, but it's 20 years old now, and they really want to, like, revitalize it.
Right.
Because now esports is such a huge thing, and streaming is such a huge thing. Like, they're trying to get that back, essentially. I think that is a smart move.
In particular, in Korea, because Brood War is not really popular anywhere else, or is StarCraft II really? I mean, it's a little popular, but...
I mean,
compared to League of Legends.
League of Legends and Dota, yeah.
It's not.
But, yeah, I mean, StarCraft was one of the first esports games.
Yeah, it was the first. It was the first one. It started in Korea, and now it's back on TV there.
Yeah.
There are, like, thousands of people watching
it. So they're trying to, like,
every day.
Bring it back, essentially.
Yeah.
They want, like, a League of Legends killer on their hands here,
basically. Yeah, StarCraft II never really caught on. I mean,
it did well, but it didn't really... Yeah. It never reached the highs of StarCraft I, I don't think.
No.
It's got its own dedicated fans for sure, but
yeah.
I mean, I never really was invested in it that much.
Yeah, same.
I mean, it's a good game, but
yeah, it's like it's crucial to remember too that the only reason Brood War stopped in Korea is because Blizzard pulled the broadcasting rights because they wanted StarCraft II to do better.
Okay, so they basically—it's basically like when a car company like stopped manufacturing a car to have their new model like start selling well. Like it's the same kind of deal. Like
yeah, they used intellectual property laws to get it taken off TV, and everybody had to switch to StarCraft II. Boost
StarCraft II, yeah.
Yeah, and now they're realizing that you know there's. They had a winning formula.
Just stick with it. Yeah, the weird thing about esports is like, yeah, you're right. It's like a winning formula thing. Like, if you have something that people like to play, the idea is like, don't iterate on it. I mean, you can iterate on it a little bit with like balance and stuff, but like,
yeah,
don't like change the formula. Just like keep supporting that. Essentially, it's yeah. very different than regular video games. You know.
Yeah, very.
It's like other video games. It's like, yeah, we're gonna make a sequel and it's gonna be better. But then fans be like, no, we don't want the sequel. We want the same thing. Just, like, fix the bugs and make it a little better balanced. And, like, Blizzard, I think, learned the hard way with, like, StarCraft II. People were like, we don't, like, they took out a lot of units, you know, and added a lot of different ones.
Yeah, they totally changed all the mechanics.
It was a very different game, you know. Mm. And people were like, oh, I don't want this. I want the old way. So, yeah, it's a strange thing. Like, esports are very, like... You define your sport, quote unquote, and that's it. That's the sport. Like there are minor changes over the years, but like that's it. You don't go make like when we invented football, we didn't go and invent football 2 afterwards. you know.
Yeah.
So
when's the sequel to chess coming
yeah,
out?
Yeah, when's that coming out? You know, so I think Yeah, no, it makes sense to just remaster it and then just basically keep like updating the graphical fidelity over the years, but other than that, just, you know, keep supporting it. Yeah,
so that's what I think is coming this weekend.
That's very interesting. Yeah. I would be excited about that. I'd be really excited.
I'm still... If I were betting on it, I would say maybe like 70-30 is the odds.
70-30?
Maybe.
70-34?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we've talked about video games for 12 minutes, so in order to get our listeners to keep... I mean, I don't know the breakdown of... We should do that one day, like, have, like, a poll where it's like, do you play video games? And then we can, like, see our audience, like, demographics. Watch,
none of them actually do.
And, like, nobody's like, ah, what's a video game?
We're here for the animal news and the weather.
Yeah, we're here for the animal news, the weather. We don't even... Oh, right, the weather. We did that at the beginning of the show. Animal news and the weather. That's what I'm here for. And the trivia. I love that Sonic trivia. Even though I don't know who he is, that Sonic. We do have good Sonic trivia. I think we have the best Sonic trivia on the internet, to be honest with you.
Easily.
Okay, so I have a really weird story here. It's kind of gruesome. But, oh, I wanted to ask you right before we got into this. Did you see Beauty and the Beast like you said you were going to?
No, I didn't have time. But I'm gonna see it probably tomorrow because I have a half day at work.
Okay, you're really, like... dragging us on here. You're like,
yeah, I know I'm slacking.
You're like, everyone else see Beauty and the Beast and I'll have a review, and now like, no, next week you're gonna be like, no, I didn't have time to see Beauty and the Beast, and then you're never gonna see it.
No, I'm definitely gonna see it. I really want to, and I'm also definitely gonna buy a Switch one day, but
well, that'll,
that I'll, day has not I'll come yet
do, in due time. They're still like sold out everywhere. Remember when you did this when you first started the podcast? You were like, I'm going to see Suicide Squad this week. And then, like, we went, like, 5 weeks, and you just never saw it. And you're like, nah, I just gave up.
I'm not... That's different.
You remember that, though, right?
I do remember, but it's different.
All right, so the animal news story today is, in Mexico, a bullfighter was gored so hard that he needed rectal reconstruction. I didn't even know that was a thing, but apparently it was a thing. And there's a video of it that I did not watch because I do not want to watch that. But yeah.
So the bull got him in the...
The bull got him in the place. The bull's name was Caparol.
It's horrible, but he deserved it.
Did he? Why do you say that? He's
going to kill the bull. It's...
Hey, bullfighting is a Mexican tradition, Ryan.
It's also killing a bull.
That's true. I don't know how I feel about bullfighting as, like, a thing.
Same.
Because, like, on one hand, I get it. Yeah. But on the other hand, yes, the bull is, like, going to die. Like, that's not...
It's not really a humane death.
No, it's not. Doesn't he, like, throw a spear into it or something like that?
Yeah, it usually takes, like, 9.
I'm not well-versed in bullfighting.
I mean, would I go see a bullfight? Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if I would see a bullfight. I think that sounds scary.
I would definitely see it. I think you would, too. If we were in Spain and we were, like...
Or Mexico.
There's a... They do bullfighting in Spain, too.
I know. This was in Mexico. I'm just saying.
Okay, but yeah. If we were in Mexico and we were hanging out and I was like, hey, there's a bullfight at 2 p.m., I have a feeling we would go see it.
When are we doing that right now?
Maybe this summer?
Okay, so we're going to go Mexican bullfighting or Spanish bullfighting now.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm down. Let's do it. I'm ready. I'm ready and I'm willing. No, yeah, they throw, like, spears into, like, its back or something. It looks very painful. I remember I watched one in, like, Spanish class in high school, and, like, the only exposure I've had to bullfighting before that was, like, cartoons. You know, like, Bugs Bunny, like, doing the, you know, doing, like, the bull thing. And then, like, I see it, and it's, like, he's, like, impaling the bull with these, like, stakes, and I'm, like, this is... messed up. And the bull's like running around with like four spears coming out of its like back. It looks like a boss in like Dark Souls or something. I'm like, this is messed up, man. I don't know if I guess I would see it because I would have that morbid curiosity about about the bull.
Like, I don't agree with it, but I get it and I would see it.
Have you ever seen like a rodeo? Been to a rodeo when they like
I've been to rodeos.
Those are kind of cool.
That's different, though. I don't think
they're not killing the bull.
They're not really mistreated.
No, I mean, they might be a little, but it's hard to say. Like, they don't die, obviously, at the end. They're just like...
Yeah, I think they live mostly good lives. Those bulls are worth, like, millions of dollars. So.
Really? Like a rodeo bull?
Yeah.
Because they probably get, like, the meanest, like, most aggressive ones, probably, right?
Yeah.
So they can like buck
old
off.
Misty.
Old Misty. Do they use male or women... A male or female bulls, I wonder.
I think it's mostly male bulls because they have the horns.
Do female bulls not have horns?
I think female bulls are cows.
Touché. See what you did there.
Yes.
Touché. I feel really dumb right now. No, can we just edit that whole minute out?
Kinds of cows.
Can we just edit that whole minute out where I forgot that a bull was a male cow? Can we just edit that out where I thought a bull was a male cow? I thought bull was like its own animal for a second there. Oh my god, I feel like an idiot.
It's okay.
Well, duh, these male bulls. Okay, I feel really stupid.
You know what? I didn't put it together at first either.
Just kidding! I always knew. I was just joshing you. just a joke there. Just a little joke. A little jokey joke on a Thursday. But male bulls, they're pretty scary. Then they have the running with the bulls. You know that?
Yeah. I don't know if I would do that.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. It's in where is that? Barcelona or something like that. Maybe it's somewhere else. I don't remember. Somewhere in Spain. And they, like, close off the, like, streets, and then they just have people run, and then bulls, like, chase them. And people get impaled, like, every year.
There's people and bulls in the street, and the object is to...
run from them. Run. Like, what? That's wacky. Like, 2017, we're running with wild animals that could impale us. That's crazy.
In the street.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I would watch that. I would not participate in it, though.
You see, I've thought about participating in something like that. Really? And
maybe, like, 10 years ago or something.
Yeah. I just don't know if I would these days.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't have done it 10 years ago either, but you know, I think I'm past my prime for doing...
running with the bulls age.
That's something you do, like... like, right after college or something, like, you have, like, a year, like, months off, and you're just like, I'm going to go to Europe, and I'm going to run with the bulls, and I'm going to sleep in a hostel, and I'm going to, like, hitchhike with, like, an old drug dealer guy across Europe or something. Like, you know, that's something you do
at
that stage. That's not something to be like, hey, boss, can I take off some vacation time? I'm going to go to Spain. And it's like, oh, what are you going to see? And it's like, oh, I'm running with the bulls, like, every day. And then I'd go, okay. Yeah.
Here's what I would do. I would be one of the people far out from the street.
What do you mean?
Not everyone can be in the middle of the road with the bulls.
So you'd be, like, on the edges.
So I would technically be in running of the bulls, but I wouldn't be... But
there would be no danger there.
I wouldn't be running from the bulls.
You'd be, like, running with the people that are running with the bulls.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be drinking tequila and watching people, like, get impaled.
That's good. I wonder how close they get to you. Also, I always wondered if, like, if you're scared, you just, like, jump over the fence or whatever and be like, I'm out.
I mean, bulls can jump over fences, so...
Right, but, like, there's people watching. Like, I feel like it's set up like a race, right? They, like, barricade the streets, and then there's an audience on either side that are, like, watching, like a crowd, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what happens if the bull's like, screw this, I'm gonna jump over the fence and, like, you know, head into the crowd or whatever.
I think that happens. Maybe they just kill it.
What a messed up... This is so weird. This is super weird.
Back to the story. The man had...
Anyway, so his rectum was severely damaged. And they had to... reconstruct it. Yeah, so... the moral of the story is don't bullfight because... I could say something really dirty right now, but I'm not going to do it. You'll get messed up in regions you don't want to get messed up in. Okay, so...
If you think about that actually happening, he must have been hanging on the bull from his... like, they probably had to take him off.
I don't know. I already closed the window. I'm not going to look at the link. There's a video that I could watch, but I'm not going to do it. Because I don't want to... That's one of those things, like... Have you ever watched a video that's, like, really awful? And then it'll, like, repeat in your head, like, over and over again, like, after you stop watching it? That's something I'd watch, and then, like, tonight when I'm going to sleep, like, that'll be the
you're
last
gonna think about
thought it. That pops into my head, like, impaled in the rectum! You know? Oh, God. Okay, are you ready to move on to some questions now?
I'm ready to move on to some Reddit questions.
We have a viewer or a listener question today, actually.
Oh, we do?
From our friend Gio, on Twitter. Okay. So he asked today, what is the best dog in video games or movies? Favorite dog? It's National Dog Day, apparently, so happy National Dog Day.
National Dog Day, everybody.
Yeah, so what do you think? Favorite dog in video games or movies or books. I mean, we can open it up to any fiction really if you want.
Homeward Bound was a really good movie.
That was, but which dog is the best in Homeward?
Probably Shadow.
Which one's Shadow? I always forget which
Golden Retriever.
Oh yeah. And then there's the other annoying dog, right?
Yeah, the pit bull was annoying. I'm glad he got like owned in the face by the porcupine.
Oh, I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
Wasn't, like, Michael J. Fox in that movie?
He might have been...
Yes, he was! He was! He was, he was Chance. He was the pit bull.
Oh, like, yeah, that he was sucked.
Or Bulldog, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, that was Michael J. Fox. I knew it. I knew it was Michael J. Fox.
There has to be a better dog than Shadow, though.
Shadow from Homer Bound.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. What's like a dog that's like a companion in movies and stuff, right? See, like, I like, there's so many good dogs in all the movies and video games and stuff. That's the issue with this question. Because there's a dog
in Fallout 4, but I didn't like him.
How is he different from the dog in Fallout 3? Dog meat?
In Fallout 4, you start with him. I think that's the only difference.
No, I don't think so. I remember playing that. Whatever. So, the problem with dogs, I think, in fiction, not that there's a problem, is, like, immediately I get attached to the dogs more than I get attached to any human characters.
Yeah.
Like, immediately.
And then the dog dies.
And then the dog dies, like in John Wick. Like, that's a good example. But yeah. They kind of, like, Hollywood, like, uses that as, like, a cheap trick almost sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we need to get you to feel something here. It's like, all right, we'll introduce this dog, and then you'll be like, oh, it's a dog. And then they'll kill it, and you'll be like, ah, I hate whoever killed this
I
dog.
I knew it.
But, like, then you, like, hate everyone that, like, hurt the dog. And then you, like, know who the villain is. That's also a great way to introduce a villain. You just, like, have someone be mean to a dog, and you're like, oh, that guy's an asshole. Like, he's the bad guy. You know what I mean? And then the person that's nice to the dog is like, yo, he's a good guy. Like, however a human responds to a dog, like, that's how you know if it's a villain or not. God, but there's so many good dogs. I don't know. It's hard to say. I can't really identify one single dog, because they're all good dogs.
All dogs are good dogs, and they're all the best dogs.
All dogs go to heaven. See what I did there?
That was a weird movie.
That is a super weird movie.
That's a weird con.
Can we talk about how weird All Dogs Go to Heaven is for a second?
We can talk about it. It's a weird movie.
That movie is so freaking weird.
That movie shouldn't have been made.
So I think that's... I'm trying to remember the dude that did that. What's his face? Don Bluth. Don Bluth. So Don Bluth is an animator guy that, like, did a lot of movies, a lot of animated movies. And a lot of his movies, like, get really, really weird for, like, kids' movies. So he did, like, The Secret of Nim, and he did, like, All Dogs Go to Heaven. And he did An American Tale, like, with Fievel or whatever. So, like, a lot of the movies he did were really weird. But All Dogs Go to Heaven is super weird and dark, too.
Yeah. So isn't the premise of the movie that he's making an argument that dogs have souls and go to heaven?
And they go to heaven. And not only that, like, Mel Gibson is, like, the main dog. And he, like, dies. And then he comes back as, like, a ghost dog or something. And then he has, like, a partner, a small dog. And... But, like, it makes very light of death. Like, it's like, oh, it's no big deal. It's like, he just died. It's like, it's fine. No big deal, everybody. And then, like, the bad guy dog is, like, really evil. Like, he's, like, a bulldog, and he smokes, like, a big cigar.
Yes.
Or whatever. It's just, like, it's just a weird movie. There's this other Don Bluth movie called Rockadoodle. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Okay, so let me paint you a word picture of what Rockadoodle is real quick. Okay. So, there's a farm, okay, and there's a bunch of farm animals, and, like, the leader of the farm is the rooster, because he crows in the morning to get everyone up for the day. And he's, like, for some reason, he's, like, a big buff, like, rooster man. I don't know. Like, it's just the way it is in the movie. And he also sounds like he's an analog to, like, Elvis Presley. Like, he looks like Elvis Presley if Elvis was a rooster, if that makes any sense at all.
It makes sense to me.
Okay. So then one day, some, like, evil, like, monsters steal the rooster man. Oh, and this is an important fact about the movie. The rooster's name is Chanticleer. I don't know why, but that's his name.
It's a good name for a rooster.
It's a really weird name, but that's the name. So anyway, some evil, like... other animals or monsters, I don't remember. I think it's like some weird animals. Steal Chanticleer from the farm. And since that happens, the sun can't ever rise over the farm again. Like, it's just impossible. So it, like, starts raining, like, all day and all night on the farm. And then there's, like, this little boy who lives on the farm. And, oh, by the way, I forgot to mention this part. The movie's animated, but whenever the little boy's in the movie, it's live action. So, like, the boy part is live action. But then when it starts to rain on the farm and, like, go into darkness, the boy is kidnapped by, like, the farm animals to try to get Chanticleer back, and he becomes, like, an animated boy, basically. And then he goes, like, on a quest to find the rooster and bring back light to the farm. But it's, like, it's a kid's movie, and it's, like, super weird and super dark. And, like, the imagery is really, like, dreadful because, like, the world is, like... thrown into darkness or whatever. Like, it's a super weird movie. It didn't get very good reviews, I think, because it was probably a little too, like, weird for children, but it's a really interesting movie to go back and watch.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I didn't realize this man created all of these movies. The Secret of Nim was super... I mean, I really enjoyed it, but it was super dark.
No, it was. Yeah, like, Yeah, I don't know.
You know, NIM stands for the National Institution of Mental Health. So these rats are being experimented on with, like,
I did with not crazy realize drugs that until you just told me.
Like, I mean, the title says it all.
I feel like Don Bluth had, like, a problem. Like, he was like, like, okay, I really want to make these dark, like, really crazy psychological trippy movies. And they're like, well, Don, like, you're really good at animating. Like, we're going to just ask you to do kids' movies. And he's like, fine, I'll work it into the kids' movies and people will love it. And then he, like, does it. And then you're just like, as a kid, you don't really get how weird it is. And then, like, later, when you grow up, you're like, this is really weird.
Thinking about The Secret of NIMH, I'm pretty sure the scientists were injecting the rats with schizophrenia madness drugs.
Yeah, that's so fantastic. Oh, my God. Oh, I forgot a thing about Rockadoodle. It wasn't a monsters. It was owls that stole him. It was like the Duke of Owls was the bad guy. And he was like this giant owl that had like a monocle and like a cane. And he was like really tall. And he had like these giant wings. He was really frightening.
I need to rewatch these movies.
It was insane. But anyway, I need to rewatch The Secret of NIMH because I did not catch any of the rat experimentation bits.
The movie begins in a lab at the National Institute of Mental Health. The opening scene, they're escaping from scientists after being injected with crazy juice.
With crazy NIMH juice?
And after they're injected with the NIMH juice, they can talk for some reason, and they find out about this mystical quest to go... I don't know what they do. Oh, I was too young to understand anything.
Yeah, I need to rewatch this movie. I think I'm going to rewatch all this guy's movies and see how crazy they get.
Yeah, same.
That's insane. Okay. Well, what? That was weird. That dog story led into some weird territory, but that's fine. All right, you ready to get into some Reddit questions? I have a bunch here, and they're all really bad today. So I hope you're very excited about that.
Yeah, I have some really bad ones, too, if you need some bad ones as a break to your bad ones.
Okay. So we're talking about animals, so this is a good segue. What is the scariest experience you've ever had with an animal, or scariest encounter you've ever had with an animal?
I've had some close calls with gators.
Gators, huh? Oh, yeah, because you're in the old Florida.
Yeah.
And they're just,
A while back, after I moved back to Florida from Atlanta, me and my parents were staying in an apartment complex, and there was a gator in the pond, just as there is everywhere.
As there is, yes.
Yeah. And I used to go and feed the gator.
You fed it?
Yeah.
What did you feed it?
Ribs.
Ribs? Like pork ribs?
Yeah, me and my cousin and my sister would all feed this gator.
What do you, like, did you throw the bone in there?
Though, we tried to get it to eat it out of our hand.
Oh, yes! Did you really do that?
No, I really did. This is a real story.
Was it big? Was it a big gator?
It was a Florida gator. It was not a small alligator.
So you were like, here, take the rib meat off the rib bone.
No, I wanted him to grab the whole thing, but...
But you, like, put it out there, and you were like, all right, chomp on the rib, but not my hand.
Yes.
I'm surprised you have all your fingers after that experience. That really happened. You really did that.
Yeah.
Did you do that multiple times?
No, I think we only tried that once. We did throw him stuff all the time.
Did your parents find out that you tried to?
No, they have no idea about this.
It's probably a good idea. That's crazy.
There was another time where, crazy. You know, my parents live like next to a swamp right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and my cousin and my sister were driving back from the bar, and there was a gator blocking the road.
Oh, on the road? Yeah.
Yeah. So we got out and slapped it on the tail, and it took off into the woods. Like, there was nothing stopping that gator from just eating one.
You're like, get out of here, gator. Yeah. Oh, man. Florida's the best, isn't it? Get out of here, gator. We're trying to get home.
There was another time where there was a gator in my driveway, and... Me and my cousin and my sister were hanging out with
on the
gator,
tail again,
taking selfies with it.
Oh, yeah. Selfie the gator, yeah. The gator. It's good. And it was just chilling there?
We had thrown away some fish in the garbage can, and it was garbage night. And he was trying to get in the trash can.
Gators are, like, weirdly docile a lot of the time. Like,
Yeah.
They're very calm. If you piss them off, they'll, like, go at you, but, like...
Yeah.
They'll just sit there and, like, be like, I'm a gator. Check it out. Like, only if you, like, really... I don't know. Yeah, they don't really...
You have to wiggle your arm in front of them.
Yeah, they don't really attack humans unless, for some reason, you look, like, tasty, which not very often. Like, yeah. They don't really get scared of you, either. Like, if you walk up next to them, they'll just be like, oh, I'm here, I'm here. You know? It's weird. They're very strange animals.
Have you had any close calls with animals?
Yeah, but none as good as that. There was a gator in my backyard a few times growing up, because I lived next to, like, a big lake.
Yes.
I didn't ever, like, go up and feed it or anything like that, or touch it. This reminds me of a story that's kind of funny, that's kind of remotely related. So there's this big gator in the lake that swims around that we all know is there. And I have this, like, small... So my backyard is, like, big backyard growing up. Big backyard, and there's a lake. Yeah. And then there was, a dam in between the lake. But it wasn't, like, a traditional dam. It was a very small kind of, like, built with, like...
It was, like, a balance beam in between one shore and the other shore.
Yeah, it was a very small dam, basically just to keep water from flowing both... Like, to kind of cut it off. And when it rains, it always, like, flowed over. So it was a very small, like... Damn, I think it was made with, like...
You could walk across it, though, and we did. That's how we got to school.
Yeah, that is how I got to school, because it was, like, right across from the lake. Anyway, so, like, my dad and my brother frequently would fish off this little dam. And one day I go down there to see what they're doing. And there's, like, something in the water for some reason. I don't remember why. And this dam is kind of sloped into the water, so it, like, slowly recedes into the water on a slope. So it's not like you dive in, it's just, like, you could just keep walking down and go into the water. So, like, I'm going to look in, I go up to the water to get a closer look, and the side of the dam that's sloped, like, as it gets closer and closer to the water, gets really, really slippery. And, like, there's, like, moss growing on it, and it's kind of slimy. And, of course, being, like, 12 or 13 or whatever, I slip on the slippery parts, and I fall into the water. But I'm on the side where the alligator is on. So, like, yes. I didn't see him there, but I, like, in the back of my head, I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna get eaten by an alligator. Or whatever. So, like, I try to, like, bring myself out of the dam, and I can swim fine, but the problem is the ground that is receded into the water is so slippery, I can't get a grip onto, like, to get up to the dam. So my brother's like, oh, I'll help you. So he comes and he grabs my hand, and I'm, like, pulling to try to get up. And what ends up happening is I pull so hard that he falls into the water as well. And he's, like, on the side of the dam. And then we're both trying to, like, climb our way back up in the dam, and we keep slipping. And my dad's come over and is like, what are you guys doing, boys? Just get up on the damn dam. And we're like, we can't, it's too slippery, help, help. And so we're, like, screaming for, like, a few minutes trying to get up on the dam. And then, like, my dad's, like, laughing at us. Like, he's just, like, really having a good time that, like, we're not able to get up. And eventually he comes and, like, pulls us back in. But, like, I was scared for, like, a good, like, minute or two. Because, one, I was like, I'm not going to have the energy to, like, keep doing the, like, doggy paddle to, like, stay above water, and two, the gator's gonna get me, and I'm gonna die in this dam, and my dad's gonna watch laughing.
I mean, there are gators and poisonous snakes all in that lake.
No, there are. That lake has some, like, weird stuff in it. Like, there's a lot of weird stuff in that lake. Like, there's a lot of gators.
Flesh-eating bacteria.
Oh yeah, there's, like, we saw, like, some water moccasins in there. Like, that's, you know, there's some, that was a Florida lake. Like, that was. Wasn't messing around with its wildlife, you know. Yeah, what I
you
mean?
Never want to go in a lake like that.
You know, I probably got some infection, you know, that I was too young to, like, really notice because my immune system was good. But if I fell into that now, I'd probably be sick for a few days, and be like, oh, I got a parasite or something, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that wasn't really animal related, but I was thinking about getting eaten by a gator while that was happening. So. It's loosely related to an animal. Okay, I have another question here. All right. So you recently started going back to the gym again. I remember you telling me that. And I'm really bad about going to the gym. So I will ask you this question. So people who go to the gym, that's you in this situation.
I wouldn't describe myself as someone who goes to the gym, though.
What do you mean by that, though?
I just want to make that abundantly clear. That
what do you mean by that?
I'm not someone that goes to the gym.
But you do go to the gym.
Yes, but I'm not...
You're not a gym guy?
I'm not a gym guy.
So what is a gym guy to you?
It's really hard to describe.
Like, hey, I'm going to the gym today.
If you've been to the gym, you've seen
what a gym guy is.
That's not me.
Is the gym guy the guy that tells people that he's going to the gym all the time?
Yes.
So it's like, hey, what'd you do? It's like, oh, well, I read a really good session at the gym. And then I went to work, and then I went to the gym again.
Anyone who has ever used the word gains is a gym guy.
Gains. Had some sweet gains at the gym today. Some good gains this week at the gym.
And if you're a gym guy, that's fine.
It's good to be healthy. I'm not making fun of the gym guys, even though I'm doing dude bro voice right now. And it may seem like I'm making fun of you, but I'm not, even though I really totally am. So, you're not a gym guy.
No.
Okay,
I look extremely out of place at the gym.
Well, at least you don't have, like, long hair anymore, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that would be more out of place at the gym.
But you see, even though I don't have long hair, that's definitely the kind of person I still am.
What is that supposed to mean? Tell me what you mean by that.
Sometimes. If we're judging by appearances, then I still have long hair. It's like ghost long hair.
So it's still there. It's still part of your personality.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you this question then. So you go to the gym, and we were just talking about gym guys. What's the most annoying thing gym guys do at the gym?
I don't really pay attention to people.
You don't pay attention at all?
Yeah. I just head watch down, twitch.tv on my iPad.
And head down, like, what kind of gym guy are you? Are you the treadmill kind of guy? Are you like the free weight kind of guy?
I don't know how to. I don't know a lot about personal fitness, so I just use machines.
Which ones do you use though?
I'm a treadmill gym
treadmill guy. So you just run on it. So you're a cardio gym guy.
Yeah.
So you just do the.
I don't know how to do anything else.
Well, you know they have the ski ones, right?
What?
The ones like they have like the I don't know what the name is. Elliptical. I know what
you
mean.
Yeah, they move the feet for you.
Yeah, you're like skiing and you do this really goofy like skiing motion.
I don't know how to do that. Yeah.
Well, you just move your feet. That's all you do.
I did it though, I would hurt myself.
You would find a way to screw it up.
The gym guys would see me.
And then they'd be like, "Dude, bro, you're not using the elliptical right because you need to tune it to your body. Your body fat ratio.
You need to flex your core while you're
doing it. You gotta flex your gluteals first before. You need to really stretch those hamstrings out before you try the elliptical again. So you don't have a gym guy thing that you would say like, oh, that's really annoying.
Yeah, no. Mm. I mean, I don't know what they do.
It's fair enough. I mean, if you don't pay attention, that's fine.
I don't like it when they make noises.
Oh, so that would be.
Sometimes they make animal noises.
Like what? Do it real quick for our listeners.
I'm not going
to
do it.
Just describe it, and I'll try to do it.
Imagine animal noises coming from a man.
What kind of animal are we talking about here, though?
Yeah, all kinds of animals.
Well, you need to give me a little specificity.
It depends on the gym dude.
So they're like bull gym dudes, there's like elephant gym dudes.
You've got some like hyena gym dudes.
That'd be the worst. Wouldn't that be more of like a high pitched like screeching like
I mean,
or am I thinking of laughing hyena? I guess I am.
They're the same thing, yeah. You've got some hyena gym dudes.
That sounds messed up. I don't know if I want to go to the gym. It sounds weird.
I would say that there are definitely positive and negative things about doing the gym.
Doing the gym. Do you have a membership?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, next question. I don't know if I want to talk about gym guys anymore. You can teleport anywhere you want in the world, but nothing comes with you, i.e. you don't have any clothes and you don't have anything you're holding. You're basically completely naked. You're basically like the Terminator in the original Terminator, you know what I mean? So you teleport anywhere you want, but all that stuff is, you know, true. So how do you use it? What do you do?
So I teleport in space, not in time, right?
Yeah, you don't time teleport. Only space teleport.
I can't get back?
What do you mean you can't get back?
Is it like a one-time use?
No, you can do it whenever you want.
Oh, but, that's awesome.
But okay. you don't keep anything. You, like, you can't bring anything with you.
I can't, like, steal gold with it.
No, you can't do anything. You can't bring anything with you. You're just teleporting your body, essentially. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which doesn't sound that useful, actually, now that I think about it.
Can you eat stuff?
Yeah,
and like vomit it out later.
I love how the question immediately devolves to like, all right, how can I get around this restriction? Like,
can I eat some gold and then?
Yes, like, I would say you could eat stuff because it becomes part of your body at that point, right? Right. Philosophically speaking, it's part of you now because it's like in your belly.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I wouldn't eat gold. That would probably kill you, but.
Well, I don't know. I think you'd be okay. You could maybe just mouth it, right?
Just stick it in your mouth.
And then close your mouth.
And then it's teleport good.
And then blah, you know.
And then
blah. And then you're good. You'd only be able to like carry as much as you could fit in your mouth.
But you can teleport as much as you want.
Yeah, you can go back and forth. So you can like teleport to Fort Knox. Start like start like eating gold. Just keep going back and forth. And during this whole thing, you're like completely naked, by the way. Yes. Like, so if like a security guard came in or something, they would see a naked man eating pieces of gold. Gold. And then vanishing and then like reappearing randomly, like within the rest of Fort Knox.
That would be really dangerous because you can't hide your face. I mean, maybe you could put your hand in front of your face while you're doing
it. Yeah, no.
That would be even weirder.
That's even better. This is becoming like a character design. Like, yeah, yes. You teleport and you have your hand like in front of your face. Like you put out like, you know, like all five fingers, like so you widen your hand a lot. And you, as you're eating gold, you're covering your face up so the security guard can't see.
This sounds like a really morbid like painting or something.
It does. It sounds like
it's
real
like a
painting.
Symbol of greed or something.
The symbol of greed or whatever.
Okay, so like, here's the full scene.
So you have like really long hair too.
You teleport into Fort Knox. You put your hands over your face and you're like eating gold. And you need to like scream too.
Why are you screaming?
Because if anyone's around, they'll come running. You want to know if people are around so you can get out while you can. Otherwise, they might snipe you.
I feel like screaming just adds some layer to this for some reason. And also, you like hate eating gold, so it's like really disgusting. So you're like, blah, this is disgusting. Oh, God, this is disturbing. So like the scream basically serves to like, if people are nearby, they're going to come running, and then you can know to teleport out, essentially. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. This does seem like a really messed up painting.
It's like, no, like it's like a, what do they call it, performance art?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're making a commentary on greed and society. I mean, it's very symbolic if you think about it, right? Like, you're completely naked, you're eating gold in Fort Knox, and you're screaming.
With your hands over your
face. With your hands over your face. That's like the most symbolic like thing I can think of. And you have like really
weird that that's what we thought of.
No, and you have like really long disheveled hair and like a beard and like you look like a homeless person, you know. And your eyes are probably bulging out of their sockets because you're ingesting a bunch of gold particles and stuff, or I'm sure that would like poison your blood or something too. So you'd probably go insane after a while. You know, because like no, if you like have like metallic
It's
poisoning.
Like, it's metal poisoning.
Yeah, like you'd go like insane after a while or something. You'd probably get like lead poisoning or something from all the gold you're eating. This is some messed up stuff. Your tongue would be really long and like you'd have a lot of saliva because you're putting all the stuff that isn't supposed to be eaten into your mouth.
Yeah, your cheeks would get really big.
Yeah.
Like so a trumpet player.
So you'd be like drooling everywhere though too.
Yes.
This is like the best word picture we've ever painted, I think.
I really enjoy that mental image.
Naked gold man. This sounds like a, yeah, like a really terrible symbolic art piece or something.
That's probably what I would do, though, if I could teleport.
So you'd be the naked,
yeah, I'd be the naked gold
salivating gold eating man.
Yes.
I mean, you'd make a lot of money that way, probably.
Yeah, I'd want to see some cool scenery and stuff too.
Yeah.
Like nature places.
But you'd have to be naked. Well, you have to be when you get there. You'd need a home base where you couldn't be disturbed. You know what I mean? You'd have to live in alone with like no roommates or anything.
Yeah.
You know, and you would have to teleport back. You need a home base, so like when you're done being naked in a random place, you just teleport back home, and then you're like, alright, I'm good. You know,
you should probably have a few safe locations just in case one gets compromised.
Like the cops are on to the naked gold thief or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, we found him, Jones, after 3 years. We finally tracked down the naked, screaming gold thief.
Gold-eating man.
He lives on 121 whatever street. So you have, like, a safe... You have, like, 3 or 4 safe houses that you can go to in the world.
You gotta spread your gold out between the locations.
You're kind of like, kind of like a dragon. You, like... Hoard all your gold and stuff. And then, like, during the day, you live just a normal life. You know, you're rich, but you live a normal, you know, everyday life.
I don't think I would live a normal life.
If you're teleporting gold man.
If I were teleporting gold-eating man.
You'd probably be crazy. The gold would drive you insane, and you'd be like, must have more gold. You'd be like Smaug from The Hobbit or whatever.
I probably would.
Right? You'd be like, must have more gold. Must protect my gold. And then he'd just, like, steal gold from every place in the world. He'd probably
just teleport into jewelry shops totally naked. Just eat all their jewelry gold.
And then teleport out.
Yeah.
The problem with this would be, like, if you wanted something that was bigger than your mouth, like, you don't really have any way of doing that.
You buy it with gold.
Oh, you see, I didn't even think about that. But in order to buy it, you would have to take the gold with you in your mouth.
I mean, you could just drive there.
I suppose. But, like, if you wanted to go, like, on a trip and buy some gold to be like, all right, I just need to put my gold in my mouth and teleport and then buy. And then you're naked and you, like, spit gold out and you're like, here you go. I would like to buy that, please. And they're like,
no. Time to pay for your hotel, sir. Hang on 1 second.
Blah, here you go. And they're like, we also require clothes in this hotel, sir.
Yes.
You can keep your clothes in your mouth, too, maybe. You just, like, really pack it in there, you know?
At least, like, some like, undergarments.
Yeah, like a loincloth. You could probably fit there into, like, one of the recesses of your, like, jaw or something. You know, you could stuff a loincloth back there. But then you'd have to, like, have the loincloth in your mouth. That's not really a good solution to that problem, I don't think.
There's not really anywhere you can put a loincloth.
I feel like the cons are starting to outweigh the pros of, like, naked teleporting gold-eating man, but that's just me.
I'll take it.
But, yeah, to each their own, yeah. I guess it's a completely optional power. Like, it doesn't... Like, if you don't want to use it, you don't have to.
Yeah. You know?
So that's good.
Would you use it?
Yeah, I'd probably use it, like, for fun, just to, like, sightsee a little. And then I'd... But, like, I wouldn't have any, like, grand schemes of, like, stealing things, because that just gets really complicated, as we just discussed, obviously. You would have to be, like, a crazy supervillain, essentially, to be this person. Did you have any questions you had for Reddit?
I mean, I can give you an example of the kinds of questions I found.
Let's shoot. Do it.
Okay. How to grow my business by doing email marketing.
How to grow your business by doing email marketing.
So you're only allowed to email people.
Does it say what kind of business it is?
No.
Let's just theoretically come up with a business for this person.
Okay.
What's like a very standard, well not standard, like a very, you know, something you could do from home basically, you know.
Cleaning,
okay, sure. You're like go around and you do house cleaning or something.
And yeah, you clean linoleum floors for buildings.
Oh, okay. So you have one of those, like, big mop thingies, and you go around.
Yeah, I don't want to be a maid. I would rather work.
Okay, you can do whatever you want. The world is your oyster in this email marketing question.
Some email marketing.
But you're only allowed to use email.
Yeah.
Do you have a list of, like, potential people, potential clients?
It doesn't say
that. Okay, so I'm going to say no. So yeah. What I would do is I just go on to like every business website in the area.
Right.
Find their address and their email. Cold email them with like some snazzy, amazing ad, basically. That's like, okay. Hey, do you have linoleum floors? Well, I can clean the linoleum floors for the low, low price of $49 a floor. I don't know how it works, but, you know, whatever. And you have some snazzy graphics in there. And you have your, like, face, and you're giving them, like, the thumbs up. You're, like, you know, and smiling.
Nice.
And then at the bottom, it says, like, refer customers and get $10 off
your next. Oh, you got a referral program.
Yeah, your next
linoleum floor
cleaning. Because then you got the word-of-mouth thing going, right? And right. You basically, anyone that emails you, if they tell you who referred them, you take $10 off their tab. And nice. There you go. That's completely email marketing right there.
You know, honestly, I think that would work.
I think that would work. It'd take a lot of bookkeeping, though. You'd need to keep track of all these emails somehow. But, you know, I think it would work.
I think that would actually work as a business.
There you go. Well, you should go into business with linoleum floor cleaner. I wonder how you get your foot in the door for that.
You buy a linoleum floor cleaner.
Is that a thing that exists, though? Like, if I Googled linoleum floor cleaner, what would I get?
I'm pretty sure that's a thing. Like, janitors ride them around in our building all the time.
I'm thinking of, like, the big circular thing.
Right.
And it's like a giant mop, basically. But it's, like, moves around.
Most buildings deep clean their floors at least once a year.
Yeah, I don't see, like, I Googled it. I don't see what we're talking about. But I know exactly.
It's something, yeah.
Giant janitor and her cleaning.
Maybe machine. It's like a ride cleaner, like a ride mower.
Ride cleaner.
A ride mop.
Google that.
I don't think that's what it's called.
A riding mop. Oh my god.
It's got a beer holder.
I want that now. Oh, this is the new business. This is riding mop.
No, okay, yeah, we're changing the business. We sell riding mops.
You just ride them around. And then, I would imagine they go, like, really slow. But yeah,
they have a beer holder.
They have a like beer holder, mowers. Yeah. There's like a TV screen in there. Like, just watch some videos while you're riding them.
What's those riding mowers with the dual joysticks where it's like you don't need to... You know what I'm talking about.
Like it has two axes of turning or something? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, like you can turn without making an arc. You can turn...
Yeah. Like you basically have two axes of rotation.
Yeah.
Going on.
That's like the advanced model.
Yeah, that's like $6,000 one or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the riding mop. You have like a TV on it or whatever. And like beer.
Yeah, it comes with a tablet display where you can watch like TV and stuff.
Yeah. It's integrated. It's got an iPad app that's integrated into the mop. It tells you like what part of the building you have left to clean or whatever.
Yeah, you can run like a robotic module that measures the...
Oh, nice. Like a Roomba or something.
Yeah, like a Roomba, yeah.
And it, like, divides the building, and then it gives you, like, it spits out, like, a blueprint, basically, for your riding mop.
Yeah.
And then it knows.
You can have manual and autopilot mode.
Right. But the autopilot might not get everything, so manual is, like, recommended for, like,
it's obviously cleaning. Recommended that there be a person on it at all times.
Because it's probably, like, a two-ton machine.
Because it's a big machine.
You probably... Like if that was on auto mode and it like went in the wrong direction and there was like a person there, it'd be like there's like not detecting any life and it just like keeps driving and like no riding mop no.
Okay, and, like, maybe not over. Autopilot because that's not safe, but maybe there's like a laser guide where to go next.
So it's like autopilot, but like you have to be sitting in the seat for it to happen.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
You have like, to have your hand on a special thing, and when you release your hand...
Kind of like when you're riding a jet ski and you have those, like, key things, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's just like that, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, you have to be on the mop, on the riding mop, in order for it to work.
At all times.
At all times. So that if you're about to run someone over, it's like, okay. You know, it's your fault, not the mop's, if you run someone over. I like the riding mop. I think the email campaign would be very simple for that one. Like, it would be basically like, you know, like, are you tired of cleaning your floors... Every day, like, buy
an analog mop.
With an analog mop. Like, that's, like, it's 20, it's, the 21st century now. Like, it's time to upgrade to the riding mop. And it's like, oh, it's like powered by Google Maps or something.
Like, why would it?
Just put that in the blurb. Like, even though it's not true, people will be like, oh, Google. Like, they're good at AI and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so people would be excited about that.
Powered by Google DeepMind or something.
Powered by IBM Watson. Just, like, make up a bunch of, like, stuff that was going on in the mop. Powered by DeepMind. You know the robot that beat Garry Kasparov in chess? This mop is powered by that AI.
This mop could beat that robot. This mop could beat... I don't think anyone that would buy a riding mop would know that Garry Kasparov lost to people.
That's like my favorite advertising slogan, though. Like, you know the mop, you know the robot that beat Garry Kasparov. Well, this mop could beat that robot. No one would buy that. Like, no one would know what that means. That's like such a good slogan, though. You just like put it at the bottom, you know, and then people can Google like what that means. Basically, they're like, "Wow, this is a smart mop," and then you call it the smart mop. Right?
Yeah, that's a good name for it.
I mean, that's what everything's named these days. The smart whatever. You know, it's
the smart mop. Eye mop.
The smart... I think you're pushing a little too hard with the eye. I mean, we could do smart eye mop.
No, I think smart mop is better.
What if we combine
I think riding mop is...
Riding mop.
Yeah, just the riding mop.
The riding mop. I mean... Or ride mop or something like that.
Maybe the company is called Ride-A-Mop.
Ride-A-Mop.
Mm-hmm.
The Ride-A-Mop.
Rent one if you want.
The Ride-A-Mop Smart Mop.
Yes.
The Ride-A-Mop Smart Mop. What if it was just like the smop? Smart Mop.
It sounds dirty. That does sound bad.
Ride-A-Mop sounds like a company that like sells like hay rides, but like with mops or something like that, like at a fair or something. I don't know what I'm talking about right now, but whatever.
It sounds like an interesting
company. The Ride-A-Mop. So that's the company name. That makes sense. And they have like a bunch of different models, like you said. Like there's the upper one with the autopilot, and then there's like the lower one. That's like really hard to drive, but it's like the entry level Ride-A-Mop.
You've got like the Segway mop for closed spaces. Oh,
that's good. Yeah, it's like the smaller one.
Mm-hmm.
It's for small, for like studio apartment kind of thing.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. That's good. That was a good question. That was surprisingly a good question. You were like,
oh, I didn't think that would be a good question.
I like the random amount. I think if I had to go into business, if I had to go in the cleaning business, I would want to do the right amount, I think.
I would choose the linoleum floors over the right amount personally.
So much more interesting. You do like AI stuff, you know? You could be like the Google of mops, you know? You could be like the Amazon of clean.
I really like products. The idea of Ride-A-Mops, but I don't know if they would catch on.
You don't think they would take off? They'd be like $7,000 for a mop. Yeah, probably be a little expensive.
I mean, I don't know. People pay $6,000 for a vacuum cleaner.
I mean, yeah, Roombas aren't that expensive. They're like a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, but a Dyson?
That's true. Those are really expensive.
Or like a Kirby.
Yeah, Kirbys are expensive.
Those are thousands of dollars.
You're right. So maybe there is a thing for Ride-A-Mop.
Maybe there is a market for Ride-A-Mop.
I think there's a market for everything. Just it's a matter of how much stuff. Okay, so this is going to be... don't get too controversial with this question. What's an alternative name to refer to retirement community? Don't go too bad with this, because you could, but don't. If you want to pass, it's fine.
All of the names that I'm thinking of are not bad. Names that I want to say.
Yeah, they're all bad.
How about...
I'm interested now.
Like, generic names? Something you could refer to any retirement home
yes, as? Yes,
yes. I don't know. Old people community.
Old people community? See, that's the tamest thing you could say. But I agree that that's like, it's a hard question to go. Speaking of old people, this is a really weird question.
Are you ready for this question? I love how I have all the questions that are really weird, so you have to answer them first.
Yeah.
It's like my favorite thing. What is your worst or weirdest bathroom story?
Should we go there?
Yes, we should. I mean, if you don't
worst,
want to,
worst?
Yeah, worst.
I mean, I've had some pretty terrible bathroom experiences.
Me too. I've had some awful bathroom experiences. Don't get too graphic, but just like do like a general overview of the incident, if you know what I mean.
I really like raw oysters.
Oh goodness. I didn't say you should tell me about. Okay, never mind. Keep going. Sorry. And that's the end of the story.
And I've been punished several times, and I keep eating them.
Raw oysters are like the food that, like, God is saying, don't eat this food, and everyone, and you're like, I'm going to eat it anyway. Like, raw oysters are, like, the worst. Like, they're making it so hard for you to eat them, you know? You really have to go out of your way to eat a raw oyster.
You have to risk injuring yourself.
You have to dive into the ocean. You have to pick one out of the ocean floor. And it's
off
really,
a razor sharp
off
bed.
A razor sharp bed. You have to bring it up and you have to crack the thing open. And then you see this slimy, gooey, like booger looking thing. And then you're like, I'm going to eat that. And then you eat it. Like, I don't understand why people eat oysters at all. Do you actually like the taste of oysters?
Oh, I really do, yeah.
Do you eat them with Tabasco sauce?
I'll eat them anyway.
Any way you want it.
I like them just plain.
There's a place here that's really good, and it's fried chicken that's really good, but then it has, like, an oyster bar, and I never eat any of the oysters there, but everyone says that they're really good. They have, like, good varieties. I don't know anything about oysters.
I mean, if you get them steamed, they're kind of risk-free, but yeah, eating them raw is asking for trouble.
No, they have raw and steamed, yeah.
Yeah.
So... It just seems... Do they clean them, right? Like, before they...
What do you mean, clean them?
Well, like, they, like, clean the oyster, right?
No.
What do you mean, no?
How would you clean the inside of an oyster? Spray it off?
You spray it with water. You put some dish soap in there. You swirl it around.
No, the oysters are not clean.
They're not cleaned at all?
You literally pull it off the floor in the water.
And but when they have it at restaurants, they clean it, though, right?
No.
How do they not clean it, though?
You can't clean the inside of an oyster.
Why not? See, this is not a good food to eat. I don't understand why anyone would eat it. Well, we pulled it off the bottom of the ocean, and we can't clean it. Eat it now. Good luck. You know what oysters eat, right?
They eat... poop. They're filter feeders.
They eat
That's
poop.
The good way of putting
they
it.
They eat ocean poop.
Yes.
And then you eat that. That's basically what you're saying. That's literally what they eat. They eat all the shit in the ocean that none of the fish want to eat. And then you, in turn, take that off the ocean floor and you eat them.
Yes.
So that's what you are doing when you're eating an oyster.
And it's not safe.
And you still want to eat them. All right. Yes. They must taste really good or something.
I mean, I haven't eaten them in a while. If they weren't so expensive, I would eat them more. But it's like they're dangerous, expensive, and they're all of those things.
How? I don't understand why they're so expensive. That just doesn't make any sense.
They seem like something you would feed prisoners, kind
of. I know. Like, well, no one's eating this shit. But here you go, here's an oyster. And they're like, did you clean it? Like, we can't clean oysters. Here you go. That's what you get for being in prison. Like, damn. I'd eat oysters every day. Yeah, it sounds like torture food.
You know. I mean, so do, like, lobsters, kind of.
Well, lobster is different. You can boil lobsters.
Yeah, that's true.
You can clean lobsters.
I mean, you can steam oysters. Yeah, most people just don't, though.
Like, I like taking risks. I like living on the edge.
I like risking a bad night in the bathroom.
For, like, 2 seconds of pleasure in my mouth. That really isn't that good, or whatever.
Yeah.
Risking a whole night in the bathroom for the fleeting taste of
saying
a raw
prayers oyster. And crying.
for the fleeting taste of a raw oyster. Okay. Do you want to do a couple more and then we do trivia, or do you want to just do one more? I don't know how much time we have.
We're at about 108.
So I can do one more, or you can do one more. What do you have? If you have a really good one, do it.
Do you put your pants on with your left leg or right leg?
Ooh, first? That's a good question. I think my left. Okay, I'm left. You're left. Yeah, I think I'm left too. Now that I think about it, I mean, I don't really like go over it in my head every day. Like, all right, left leg first. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't do that either. But I just did a mental exercise.
Yeah, I think I do left first. I don't know why, but I do. You're right-handed, right?
I'm right-handed. I'm left-footed, but I balance better on my right foot. That's weird.
You're left-handed. You're right-handed and left-footed.
Yeah.
I'm right-handed and left-footed too. That's weird. Cause like I surf and skate,
yeah,
like goofy footed.
Yeah, I remember. Like we used to do that together.
Yeah, you do that too.
Yeah, we always had the same stances.
That's weird. I wonder.
And why we both stand on our right foot when we're putting our pants on. That's good to know.
That is weird. Yeah, now you know. Didn't know that about you. Now I do. All right, you ready to do trivia?
I'm ready.
All right, it's you're up today. Or I'm up. You're
up today.
You're the host. You're Regis Philbin today.
All right. Hello and welcome to Trivia.
You do the sound effect, remember?
Trivia time.
Nice.
Okay. Hello and welcome to Trivia. I will be your host, and I'm going to get you to choose from a list of lifelines.
I'm excited.
You can choose between 5-second Google, 10-second Bing, 30-second Yahoo, Monty Hall, 50-50, Ask a Friend.
Ask a Rando.
Ask a Rando.
And Rhyme Time.
And Rhyme Time. Yes, thank you.
I'm going to choose 10-second Bing.
Okay.
I'm going to do Monty Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to do Phone a Friend.
Nice. A friend. All right, your first question is about Earthworm Jim.
Again?
I got a web page with lots of trivia on Earth.
That's fine. I'm just kidding. All right.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Cy Crow, the villain, was named after which shiny employee? That's the company.
Mm-hmm.
So it was named after an employee.
Okay.
Was it A, Albert Crowley? I guess that would be pronounced Crowley.
Yeah, probably.
B, Steve Crow. C, Cy Yong Park.
What? Okay, keep going.
D. Benjamin Crow.
What the hell?
Cy Young Park.
Okay, so what's the guy's, what, that guy's name? Cy Crow?
Yeah, that's the villain's name.
How do you spell that?
P-S-Y-C-R-O-W.
And how do you spell the guy's name, the third guy that isn't Crow named?
It's P-S-Y space Y-O-N-G space P-A-R-K.
So his name, it does have Psy in the beginning.
Yeah. All the names have elements of the...
I first heard it, I was like, that has nothing to do with crows. I get confused. That's tough.
So Albert Crowley, Steve Crow, Cy Young Park, or Benjamin Crow?
Benjamin Crow sounds like an Edgar Allan Poe, like...
He kind of sounds like someone who would work on Earthworm Jim.
He does. All right, I'm going to Bing it.
All right. I will let you know when to start. Let me know when you're ready.
Cy Crow, right?
Yes. P-S-Y-C-R-O-W.
Okay, got it. I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, get ready. 3, 2, 1, begin.
Cy Crow employee.
5 seconds.
It didn't work.
Zero.
No. Oh, man. Okay. Oh, this sucks. So, I just want to tell you what's going on here.
Okay.
Like, I Googled Cy Crow employee, and I have Earthworm Jim wiki page, and I can't click on the links, but I'm on the page, you know, the Bing search page, and it says... Cy Crow was named after which shiny employee? And then it says A, Steve Crow. Like, it's like this, like the question that we're on, like,
it's, I'm pretty sure that's the question I copied.
Yeah, so like, it's just giving me the first guy on the question, though. Like, it's not showing me the rest of the question. So like, it's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What do you think?
Okay. What were the options again?
A. Albert Crowley. Hmm. B. Steve Crow. C. Cy Young Park. Or D. Benjamin Crow.
Okay, I'm going to go with Steve Crow because it's the one I see like most often on this search. I don't know if it's right, though.
B. Steve Crow is correct.
Yes!
That was a good choice.
Yeah, I wasn't able to click. I'm going to click on it now to see what it says.
Well, if you think about it, only two of the responses would match the correct one. So
why is that?
Well, because I made up the rest.
Oh, I see. I didn't see. Yes. I didn't know that you made up the rest, though. That makes sense now. All right, let's go. Next question.
Next question is about... Well, I'll just read the question. George Lucas's first movie based on a Marvel comic was...
What? I didn't know that.
His first movie based on a Marvel comic...
Okay.
...was A, Indiana Jones...
No, it wasn't.
...B, Herbie... ...C, THX 1138... Mm-hmm. ...or D, Howard the Duck.
I'm pretty sure... Okay, so this is the first George Lucas movie based on a Marvel comic, not the first George Lucas movie he made that happened to be based on a Marvel comic. Am I reading the question right?
You see what I'm saying? The question read as George Lucas's first movie based on a Marvel comic.
So the first movie George Lucas made that is based on a Marvel comic.
Yeah.
Okay, because THX is the first George Lucas movie. I don't know if that was based on a Marvel comic, but I'm going to guess it wasn't. So I'm going to say... So Indiana Jones, Howard the Duck, THX, and what was the other one?
Herbie.
I'm going to say Howard the Duck. Final
answer. D, Howard the Duck, final answer is correct.
Yes.
Good job. You're on a roll.
I'm on a roll, indeed. Catching up to you.
I almost told you that the category was duck.
The category is duck, and then I'm like, I wonder which one it is.
I wonder which one.
The one that says duck in it, maybe. Okay. Right. That's funny.
Which animal has the largest eyes of any land mammal?
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Is it A, the elephant, B, the ostrich, C, the giraffe, or D, the rhinoceros?
Elephant, ostrich, giraffe, or rhinoceros?
Yes, largest eyes of any land mammal.
That's hard. I feel like rhinos have small eyes. I don't know why. I just feel like that.
Are you stereotyping?
No, I just feel like they do. I would say it's either the elephant or the giraffe. Ostriches seem too small to have the large eyes, you know, relative to the size of an elephant and a giraffe. Okay, so I'm gonna use a money hole.
Okay.
And I'm gonna lock in the ostrich. See what I'm doing here?
I see what you're doing. It is either a giraffe or an ostrich.
Okay. I'm gonna phone friend.
Okay.
Becken, you're my phone friend today.
No, Lord. I was failing.
No, but this is good. I already 50-50'd it, so I've eliminated it too. Which land animal has the largest eyes? Is it the giraffe or the ostrich? I read it right?
Yes, largest land mammal.
Land mammal. Giraffe or ostrich?
Mammal?
Yeah. Giraffe is, because ostrich isn't a mammal.
Bird.
Oh. See, this is why I ask people. All right, giraffe, final answer.
That was a trick question.
Yes. That's incorrect.
What? What do you mean that's incorrect?
The trivia question said it was an ostrich.
But ostrich isn't a mammal, it's a bird.
He's an animal,
isn't
he?
Wait. Wait a minute.
I mean, maybe the question is flawed.
Does the question say mammal or animal?
The largest eyes of any land mammal.
It says mammal in the question.
Is this question just wrong?
This is a recount. Are birds mammals?
No,
I'm Googling this right now.
They are not.
Birds are neither mammals nor reptiles. I call a recount on this question.
Dinosaurs. I know this shit.
They're not mammals.
Well, this question wasn't a good one.
So, what should we do to this one, then? Do I just get it, then, or what? So,
yeah,
so ostriches have the largest eyes?
That's kind of crazy.
I mean, who knows what trivia site I got this from, but...
Just goes to show how we really, really verify our questions before the show. We go on the highest quality. I just get it.
I think you just get it. So you got 3 out of 3.
This never happened before. Sorry.
I mean, it might have, but we didn't know it.
We didn't know. Yeah. Just goes to show how high quality we do with our data verification before we do the show. We make sure all the trivia questions are really good. So I got 3 out of 3. So I'm actually now in the lead. I think. Am I? Oh, no, I'm not.
Sure. I don't remember the score.
I'm not keeping track. Oh, no, you got 4. So we are... Yeah, I'm in the lead. I'm beating you by 1. But
you are in the lead this week.
By 1, yeah. Whew, that was a good trivia, though. I can't believe ostriches have the largest eyes. That's weird.
Of any land mammal. I mean, the more you know.
Who knew? Who knew? Okay, so I wanted to end the show with a really weird question. Are you ready for this?
I'm prepared.
Really weird question. So you have 10 minutes to make a line of defense against a 6'7" naked guy. What do you do?
I'm alone.
Yeah. Let's just imagine that the 6'7" naked guy is also like a teleporter and he eats gold and slobbers everywhere.
I feel I'm at a very big disadvantage.
Yes, you are. And he's like in a charger apartment in like 10 minutes. Like he's gonna full on come at you.
All right, well, I'm going to go full-on Home Alone.
Yeah. What do you got in your apartment you can do, though?
Let's see. I've got a barricade that he'll have to get past first.
What's that? You're going to, like, throw an armoire over or something?
I put a couch in front of the door.
That's good.
But he can teleport.
That's only...
Yeah, he can teleport.
Maybe he has to be like Nightcrawler, like he has to have been there once before or something.
I like that.
You know what I mean? Or he has to have like a clear line of sight, or he has to like have been there. Because otherwise he could teleport in the wall.
Yeah. So I'll close the blinds, and I'll put a couch in front of my door. And then I'll maybe heat up some oil on the stove.
Oh, hot oil, yeah.
Yeah.
Put it on the floor or something.
Yeah, maybe I'll... I think I have some marbles. I could put those on the floor. And then when he slips and falls on the marbles, I can throw the oil on him.
Nice. And then throw feathers on him.
I mean, I think the oils would be enough. But sure, we can add insult to injury.
I'm just making stuff up at this point.
Okay, and then what? He's still going to come up and try to get you, though.
I mean, Woody, that would be terrible.
I don't know. Just imagine how terrifying it would be if he stands up... He's naked, he's covered in oil, chicken feathers, and he's teleporting all over around your living room. Like, if that's not a horror movie premise, I don't know what is right there. You know?
I don't really have any weapons.
You're dead. You're dead. The naked oiled chicken man is coming for you and you are at your base.
He just like teleports in me.
You explode.
And we both explode.
Well, that's been episode 27 of the Time Bat Show. That's been episode 27 of the Time Bat Show. I'm Time Aces.
And I'm Bat Snacks.
And remember,
when the eagles go dark,
it's time for the bats to come out. Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.